It's March. Let the madness begin. The NCAA basketball playoffs. Who's in, who's out, who's the Cinderella? With us on the line from Chicago in his size 10.5 glass slippers is Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport. Good morning, Ron.
Hi, Linda.
So yesterday's big upset, Pacific over Providence. Other Friday winners included Memphis, Oklahoma State, Pitt, Illinois, Cincinnati, Mississippi State, Xavier, Kentucky, Boston College, Georgia Tech. Ron, how's your bracket doing?
Well, that sound you hear, Linda, is the long shot players crying, the people trying to get an edge, hoping for a big upset. There really haven't been too many. You did mention Pacific Providence, Manhattan, Florida Thursday night, and Nevada winning its game. Other than that, things have gone pretty much the way they've been planned. There just weren't that many upsets to speak of. I think things will become clearer the next couple of days, but you know, I'm still not sure any of the big boys, by that I mean Kentucky, St. Joseph, Stanford, Duke, even the number two seeds, are really going to have anything to worry about until next week in the Sweet 16, which is when the fun will really begin.
So do you have a Cinderella pick?
You know, I really don't, unless that Pacific team that looked so good last night can do something against Kansas. Now, we're going to have to wait and see. The games I'm looking forward to today, the one the most interesting to me, is Bobby Knight's Texas Tech team taking on St. Joseph's, and that's when we'll find out whether that 28-1 record that St. Joseph's has posted this season really means as much as we think. The other game that really looks interesting is whether Memphis has any shot against Oklahoma State, who a lot of people think can win it all. Syracuse, Maryland, North Carolina, Texas, maybe Cincinnati, Illinois. Those should be pretty good games.
So what do you think has been the best game so far?
Well, I guess I really like Pacific's game against Providence.
The last one you saw is the best game.
Well, that's the kind of one. You'll have to excuse me if my eyeballs are a little glazed over. Cincinnati had more trouble with East Tennessee State than they were supposed to. Northern Iowa gave Georgia Tech some problems. They would have been a fun Cinderella team. But right now, we're still waiting to see if that glass slipper fits anybody.
So the Final Four, your prediction is?
Well, I want to see whether dear old Stanford, the number one in the West, seed in the West, can go all the way. I've got my own private little bet going about whether they can last longer than their women's team in the tournament. I'll tell you, the team I like a lot, not only because it looks good, but because the tournament draw is really fallen in its favor, is Mississippi State. Look for that team to advance to the Final Four.
So, Ron, what about the women? Is there any reason to believe that we will not see Connecticut play Tennessee for the championship the umpteenth time?
Let's not always see the same hands, Linda. Can't we get somebody else in there? I don't know. You know, the big question is whether Connecticut will win its third straight title, and that was the common wisdom going in. But we're going to have to see whether or not four losses this season, which as many as the Huskies have had the past three seasons, and the fact they're second seed in their region really means that Diana Taurasi, who's been everybody's All-American all these years, is really a human being after all. We'll see.
Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport is also the sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. Ron, thanks.
Thank you, Linda.